Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 16th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 10th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 460 head of AI bred, fall calving, wide-bodied, easy-keeping, future club calf-producing females, and 30 head of stout 18 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0711.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today, and he's been looking at recent cattle on feed numbers, not just the latest report, but the last several months, and comparing it to some historical averages for the major feedlot states. And he says there are some changes out there right now regarding where cattle are being fed across the middle part of the country.
You know, it's a combination of short and long run factors that are at play here. If you look at just the last few months, you know, Texas is the number one cattle feeding state and Nebraska is number two. And yet both of those states, while they have increased placements year over year, have not done so as rapidly as, you know, Kansas, Colorado, and Iowa, the third, fourth, and fifth largest cattle feeding states. Those have all placed cattle at a more rapid rate. So we see a little bit of difference there. The other thing is there's some long-term effects here, particularly with respect to Texas, which has been the number one cattle feeding state on average since the early 1970s. And yet over the last few years, Texas has declined to the point where it's oftentimes little or maybe not even as large of cattle feeding inventory on a month-to-month basis as number two, Nebraska. So even though Texas is still larger on an annual basis, that gap has cleared a little bit. And it's one of the things that we kind of expected a decade ago, really in the face of the ethanol juggernaut that took off, was that we might see a relative shift of cattle feeding, or at least the competitiveness of cattle feeding in the southern plains decline a little bit. And that's kind of what we're seeing happen.
And while Oklahoma is not in the top five feedlot states, their feedlot numbers trend along pretty closely with what's going on in the Texas feedlot industry right now, somewhat in decline, coming back closer to the numbers that are seen on a regular basis in the state of Nebraska. At the same time, these other states that are in the top five are actually seeing some growth in their overall feedlot numbers and capacity.
I think that's right. And, you know, again, some of it's shorter run conditions, and some of it is part of these longer run trends. You know, Iowa in the current situation is actually at the highest cattle on feed monthly inventory going back to the beginning of the current data series for cattle on feed back to 1992. Hmm. So we've seen very rapid placements there. Kansas has grown very rapidly the last few months, much more so than Texas. And I'm not sure that I have a good explanation for that. It's just something we observe at this point. Colorado has also expanded pretty significantly.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel on some of the movement that we're seeing within the major feedlot states of where cattle are being fed. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic 19 sale coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, June 14th and 15th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting 9 a.m. both days from Council Bluffs, Iowa. 72,500 head will be offered. 9 a.m. Central Time is the start time for the sale. 8:30 is when you'll be able to see Superior Sunrise. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.